It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know, I'm at my brother's house in Chicago, and I just went out to get, you know, a little more coffee. And I can just see, he can hear the show from in there. I can just see the disappointment in his eyes and in his voice. I mean, there's zero social value to this show. None. I mean, honestly, Bilbo's and Community D.
These are all things you did.
Well, that's where the disappointment comes from.
Yeah, don't say this show. I mean,
but you're part of it.
You did all that.
I know, but you're part of it.
Yeah, by default, but let's not pretend like Lance or I was like, you know what we should bring to the show today?
To stay away from that.
Yeah, I know you do.
I did learn that there is an 11-year-old listening to the show.
Oh, great.
On Friday, that he listens to the show, and he doesn't like John. He thinks my Spanish is bad.
I bet.
He thinks John's gun commercials sound stupid. I don't know why. I don't know. I'm like, what? My Spanish is excellent.
We got the greatest gun store in the world. What are you talking about?
He thinks you do it poorly, I guess. I don't know.
I don't think it has anything to do with collector's firearms. I think it has something to do
with
you.
I think it's you. Yeah,
well,
he's taking a shot at you.
That's dumb because it's the greatest gun store in the history of gun stores, and that kid is stupid. He's probably on his way to summer school because he can't pass regular school.
Not on his way to summer school.
Okay, whatever.
Not on his way to summer school.
Okay, whatever.
John can't take criticism from an 11-year-old.
You know what he reminds me of? John Passon.
Jeff Passon? Yeah.
John Passon. Yeah.
John Passon.
Anyone says a little something about you, all of a sudden you got to blow up and go after everybody.
Okay, I got you.
I read the whole Doug Minkiewicz and Jeff Passon thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had my run-in with Jeff Passon before. Like, he likes to just empty the clip.
He does.
When he gets his feelings hurt, oh, my God. Look out.
How about he's calling him stupid?
I mean, he doesn't bat. Yeah, he just goes full bore now. Now, Minkiewicz, now I can tell you that a lot of guys hate to be called, like, when they get their credibility checked because they didn't play or whatever the case may be. But, I mean, Minkiewicz made some pretty good points. Wait a minute. We're talking about a guy who hit 209 at A-ball or 241 or 209 in A-ball, and he's using phrases like quality. I don't know. He used
excellent swing decisions.
Swing decisions. Yeah, he used the baseball term. And it turns out he got the baseball term from a scout, but he didn't say it because next time maybe credit the scout instead of you trying to take credit for his comments and his work. And it was just one of these dumb
things. It's about a prospect.
You know, we used to never have these arguments before social media.
With former athletes?
Yeah. Well, just in general, there were these just battles we see. Like I said, I worry for Ryan Clark's mental health because he's in a constant fight with somebody at all times.
So, Doug Minkiewicz responded to Jeff Passon talking about this prospect with his excellent swing decisions, with what you said. He also went on to say, I swear some scouts and writers will say anything to sound somewhat intelligent to non-baseball people. And this is where Passon unleashed. So, Doug Minkiewicz didn't say something very complimentary, but do you think Jeff Passon's response was over the top? It's a good thing I'm trying not to play Doug. The sad part is that you're trying to think and you're absolutely terrible at it.
That goes right for the groin. He went to kick him in the groin right away.
Yeah, there's nothing more sad than an old ball player who wants things to be like they once were and is too incurious to care the game passed them by.
Wow. I mean, Jeff, ease up.
Goodness, I know. Great. You got
to. You know what you do? You just hit mute. I don't have to hear from Jeff.
Yeah, that's too much.
If you come back at it, it just makes you look. It makes Jeff. And this is not an isolated case with Jeff Passon. He is. You want to talk about thin skin? Holy crap. I mean, just let it go. Doug Minkiewicz
but
has
the things
his opinion,
he said got really personal with Minkiewicz.
Yeah,
who was a 12-year major league player.
Yeah, he said, yeah, just said, hey, dummy, is pretty much what he said, which is ridiculous.
Everyone laughs too at much. You. I read the whole thing. Goes, everyone laughs at what you say. You think you're smart, but everyone laughs at you.
That's what he said to Minkiewicz?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was like, man, too much, brother. That's just too much.
Yeah.
Here, my apologies in advance. You've got my number, call, and I'll give you another public private apology there.
Oh, no, gosh. He's no.
And everything you said was correct about the Astros and all that. So there, I don't have to
look
deal with
you
that
bending
anymore.
The knee to the great pass.
No. Hey, you have to. You have to. You know, he's right.
Lance got called to the principal's office on that one.
Oh yeah, you can't say anything bad about him. All right, let's get to the Astros. Astros lose. They've lost three in a row. Carlos Correa comes back. You can feel a little juice. You can feel a little juice with the – I mean, I don't know. I say feel a little juice. I mean, I felt it personally, but it didn't result in any wins for the Astros this weekend. You have, you know, Hunter going to work, didn't get it, lost late. You have Fromber getting beat up. That was not ideal, and Colton Gordon getting beat up. Offensively, once you got behind, you were cooked. You had no chance after that. You are not scoring runs with men in scoring position. Now, for an extended period, you're 7-15 in your last 22. You're 2-8 in your last 10. You've gone from having a 6-game lead to a 2.5 game lead rather quickly. And I think there's a little bit of a concern right now. I think you have to be a little bit concerned in terms of your ability to just kind of steady the ship. I know everything, you know, you got guys coming back. Well, we've been hearing that for, at least 6 weeks about how players are coming back. It's been a long run of players are coming back talk. But realistically, this should be happening within the next week to 10 days. We should legitimately have players back. And I'm talking about pitchers.
Yeah. No, that's hopefully. I mean, Arrigetti's going to make his next start in the majors, right? So it could be tomorrow night. So, and they got that open on ESPN. You know, they list the pitchers that are going to be pitching, and it's open. So I'm figuring Arrigetti. What's the sense of sending him if he's going to throw 70 pitches down in the minors? Throw 70 pitchers in the majors. I mean, it'll be better than. Well, whoever else they're going to start, you got a shot. So just if it's going to be a bullpen game. If he can only throw five innings, he throws five innings. That's fine. I mean, I'd rather have Arrigetti out there trying to get command than I don't know. I mean, it's just guy after guy. Who's next up? Like, we're down to Jason Alexander in the starting, he's in the rotation now. Jason Alexander is in the rotation.
Awful.
Because of all the injuries.
Mm-hmm. He actually did okay last time out, but sorry guys, y'all got to make it back. We can't do this anymore. This has been it's been a long run, and it's over now for the AAA Astros. Sugarland, you did your job. We appreciate all your efforts. Thank you for your service, Sugarland. It's time you all went back home, all of you. Beat it.
Yeah, we got to get back to being.
We got to get back to players Houston, with major league experience.
Houston baseball,
yeah,
not Sugarland baseball anymore.
No,
nothing against Sugarland.
Well, you did it.
It
was fine.
You and Richmond Rosenberg are very nice places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Well, leave us out of it.
Great
leave
personalities,
us.
Both.
Yeah, we've you got do. Lamar Little League, so leave us out of it.
Richmond, yeah, Rosenberg, that's great.
And Raheel's showing me pictures of this is what Richmond is now. And it's people at kombucha places doing, coffee shop renditions on their guitars. I'm like, that doesn't look like Mud Alley. What is this? This doesn't look like Richmond to me. He said, this is our Richmond now. Like it's a flex.
No, we don't. No. Okay. That's just it. You're great for Little League. Great. You're great for AAA base. That's great. We don't need you at a major league level. That's not what we're looking for. You're not up to the bigs yet. Mm-hmm. You got Kamchuka or whatever you said.
Kombucha.
whatever. I mean, yeah, Raheel used to call it something else, and he got in trouble for it.
That's completely different. Lance is going to the home of that.
Oh, that's right. You're going to Japan.
Uh-huh. Eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a little No. That's great.
Gonna take a little while. Yeah. By the way, do you know my – oh, we got break right now, right? We're past break?
Way past.
Yeah, we're way past break. Let's just take our break.
Don't we have guns? Don't we get to talk about what that little 11-year-old stupid kid
He just wants you to do better.
Yeah, he said be better.
He's be better than the best?
Yeah, he said try to be better.
They're the best. You be better.
Yeah.
Well, what am I supposed to say? I don't know.
Do a better job. I don't know what to tell you.
Firearms Collectible is the best in the history of guns.
Collectors firearms.
What does the kid want me to do? I got to talk about it in superlatives. You know why? Because it's the best. It is not even close, okay? You go to another gun store and see how good they are. They're not good. Do they have the collectibles? Well, when it's called Collectibles Firearms, then Collectible Firearms, then that's what it is. I mean, honestly, when you're CollectibleFirearms.com, then you are about collectibles, right? Not only collectibles, though, about new and used guns as well. I mean, the selection of new guns is incredible. The selection of used guns, incredible. And if you don't know anything about them, that's fine, because they've got the experts that are going to help you out. That's not a big deal. You don't know anything. Let them tell you exactly what you want, protection, or you're a hunter, or whatever the reason is that you need a gun. You feel like you need a gun. Collectible Firearms is here for you. Collectible Firearms is the best. It's not even close. And they have the biggest selection. They have the biggest store. They got a tank out front. They've got everything from Revolutionary War through today. Collectible Firearms is the best. So Westheimer and Voss, if you've never been there, it's an incredible store. It's like a museum, and yet they got all the new stuff as well. CollectibleFirearms.com. Tell them you heard it right here when you go there. But if you haven't been there before, if you're a gun enthusiast, CollectibleFirearms.com. Westheimer and Voss, got to go.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Stupid 11-year-old kid got me all messed up. It's Collector's Firearms. I apologize. I was calling it collectible. I can't get my computer locked up here, and the whole thing's making me nuts today. So, CollectorsFirearms.com. Collectors. Yeah. So, I apologize to... I was saying collectible, I think. I don't know. But that 11-year-old kid is just... He's too stupid.
He's too smart. He's the Hannibal Lecter. And he just said it kind of in passing. He wasn't even thinking about you hardly. He told me my Spanish wasn't good. He got in my head a little bit.
Yeah, your Spanish? Well, it's not good.
He said, "Your Spanish, mm-mm." I was like, "What?"
I was like,
"What does that mean?"
Did he go, "John's Espanol basura"? Did he say that?
No, he didn't say that.
He didn't say John's. He said Lance's
Spanish basura.
I can't get in. This room was already claimed by someone. Sorry, Del.
Doesn't work. Well, I can. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Continue.
You know, my son got back Saturday night. He was with the Steelers for eight or nine days. He was there on a scouting internship, and he learned a lot, man. He did a good job. He had to get up in front of the whole room, and one of the other interns there was Willie Colon, the guy who's learning scouting stuff.
I'm really? Like,
yeah. I said, you know, Grandpa coached him and won a Super Bowl with him as a starting right tackle, right? He goes, what? I said, he knows Grandpa. Willie's like, I didn't know that was your son. I said, yeah, he didn't talk a whole lot. But he said, yeah, it was a little nerve-wracking getting in front of the GM and the entire scouting department reading my scouting reports on two college players, Nick Singleton and some other guy from running back from Penn State, and then some guy from – I guess he read reports on four different players over two different days. So it was good, really good for him. He had a chance to go, and he learned a lot. He was making people do, he said, I'm going to check y'all's ankle flexibility. So everyone was having to check their ankle flexibility. Zerline's poor ankle flexibility as a family. Very poor.
Well, really?
Oh, yeah.
What with you in a walking boot every other week?
Poor ankle flexibility. Hips, hips are okay. Knees are okay. Hips are average. Ankles, bad.
And you're walking with the limp right now.
Yeah, well, when I get up, it's sore. I was doing some running yesterday on the basketball court, and it was not like playing. I probably will never play again except half court, but I'm not stupid. I'm not courting danger. I'd rather not do that. I'll just shoot. You can play some horse, we can play some horse. Or just have 3-point shootouts. That's it. Nothing else.
Well, but your jumper is wet right now. That's what I heard.
It's getting better. I mean, it's not Joel Osteen level, but it's getting better.
It's not moist outside?
Right. I don't know. And once again, I don't even know if Joel can shoot anymore. I'll bet you in his mega castle, I'm sure he's got a basketball court. In his $20 million home that Jesus gave him, I guarantee you that he's got a basketball court in there. No question.
Yeah. No question. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? That have you seen his estate?
Yes. That's what
of
I said.
Of course there's a basketball court.
He 100% has a basketball court in there. Not a goal. Not a goal.
No, a court.
A court.
Indoor court.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. The indoor court. What do we make of the Micah Parsons situation? Is it just a big popcorn party?
Yeah, it's going to get done. It's going to get done.
Yeah.
I don't have any doubt it's going to get done. This is just for people to get mad at Jerry Jones. And I don't think Jerry's handled it great. I think Jerry should just be quiet and get everything done. He said it's a negotiation.
Negotiation.
This is all part of what Jerry does. We've seen him do it. And guess what? He's going to lose and he's going to have to pay money.
It's a negotiation that now includes a trade request and also a clapback from Roc Nation because.
Yeah, but. Why? What's the clapback from Roc Nation about?
Because Jerry, in talking about Micah Parsons and the trade, he referenced the Dez Bryant negotiations, who was represented by Roc Nation. People who don't know, that's Jay-Z's. That's Jay-Z, pretty much. So apparently, they were discussing Dez Bryant's contract, and Jerry called back to that and said that Jay-Z told him that, hey. I was never late. No one who I work with is ever going to be late. He goes, because my office used to be the street corner, and so on and so forth. And then when Jerry got going, he got going, and he said at some point that he tried to call Jay-Z once about these negotiations, and they never called back. And then Roc Nation said, not only is that untrue, it's comical. They had a little letterhead and said, what Jerry's saying is not true. It's comical. And then they said, pretty much go on with the rest of your day. Dez Bryant said, hey, Jerry doesn't want me to talk about what actually happened. I've been kind of nice because I like the Cowboys. I want them to win. But there are skeletons in this closet that he doesn't want released. So he should probably stop talking about what happened back then. So Jerry's in a fight with a lot of people, I guess, right now.
It's what Jerry do.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, Jerry just, you know, it's not about you anymore. You had a little run. Let football people run. I know that you're there, but you just got to get deals done. And I'm okay with it taking a while. I'm okay with it turning into some, you know, hold-ins, and that's part of the business, right? You got to fight for your numbers as well as the players and the agent fight for their side. You got to fight for yours, and that's the way it goes. Fans will get mad. I get it. That's all part of it. You don't want it to get like this, though. This is getting too contentious. And you already know Micah Parsons is already going to have a lot to say. He's not going to go quietly into that conversation. That's not really going to be the case. So if you know that, you know, tread accordingly to try to diminish most of it. But a deal's going to get done. Micah requested a trade. I can't play for Dallas anymore. I don't want to play for them. But you will. You'll get a big paycheck. You'll be the highest paid defensive player in all of football. That's how that's going to end. I mean, I'll put that on anybody. If you want to put something on it, I'll win easy money. He's going to be the highest paid player in football, and it's going to be with the Cowboys. And then we're glad we were able to get this done. We'll put everything behind us. All right, and we're real glad. We love him so much. And blah, blah, blah. Hurry up. This is a bunch of drama that doesn't need to be taking place. You're taking up my TV. You're taking up TV time.
You don't have to watch ESPN. What?
I don't care about all this. I don't care about all this business.
You can watch Assessment
Again. It's on everything.
Again.
It's everything is Micah Parsons. And it's important. This guy's one of the premier pass rushers in all the game. It's important, but, like, it's going to get done. Do y'all have any doubt? You don't think he gets traded, do you?
What about McLaurin?
That one's – well, you know, here's the thing with that one. Pass rushers – now, Khalil Mack got traded, so it's not like pass rushers don't ever get traded. We see wide receivers get traded way more, though. Wide receivers looking for a bunch of money get traded way more. The problem is, I don't know what's going to happen here I think he'll just start collecting his checks once week one starts, and that's going to be that, and they can figure it out somewhere else. He's not missing a paycheck. It's impossible. With that said, wide receivers, you can ask Dell. He picked up one of them. Kansas City just said, we're just not paying Tyreek Hill this amount. You can do it. Davante Adams traded. Tyreek Hill traded. A.J. Brown traded. Wide receivers get traded once they want to get to a certain amount of money, but they're not going to leave Jaden Daniels in a lurch with no, you know, they didn't draft a running back to take over for McLaurin. So I don't see any way that they move him at all. He'll eventually start collecting his paychecks, but he ain't going to go through camp. Well, he came back in, but he'll be a hold in. So he just wanted to stop the fines from bleeding. But he'll play. He'll play. He'll collect his checks.
I'm just glad we have a management that just gives guys everything they want, but like guaranteed, full guaranteed contracts. We don't have any of this garbage.
Yeah, just.
You know what? We're not even going to negotiate. Let's just give you a fully guaranteed second round contract. That's what we do. I mean, yeah. So that's what we do. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
How do you fellas, we got preseason games coming up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's football time in Houston.
What? Okay.
Are you ready to
when
play?
When we come back, what are we going to learn? What are we going to learn from preseason football games?
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. We used to learn some things here.
We come back, we'll do that. But first,
possibly a lot. You got to come back to here. I don't. Maybe you'll learn a lot, actually.
Well, maybe if guys actually
better come
play,
back here.
We'll see. Well, what about Aqueduct Plumbing? We've learned a lot from Billy over the years. You and I both have learned a lot from Billy. And a lot of our listeners have, too. Billy will tell you, and he told us at the golf tournament, he said, this is the best return on investment he thinks he's ever made, okay? That people, our listeners, love Aqueduct Plumbing. Our listeners call Billy when they have an issue. Our listeners trust in Billy like we trust in Billy because they've been calling. And they have, you know, listeners probably have a lot of, you know, stuff that they're putting in their toilets. I don't know. You don't know. But that's probably our listener. He throws stuff in toilets that he shouldn't. Your kids do that, Lance. And then what? You got to call Billy.
I screwed something up outside when the freeze was coming, and I screwed up something on the line, and Billy had to come out. Well, Aqueduct Plumbing Company came out kind of an emergency basis to get everything taken care of. They do emergency jobs. They check up to see if you have a leak with the hydrostatic testing. When you do, they can tunnel under your home and do the repairs. Because if you have that galvanized iron that's going to rot away and rust out and there's holes are going to develop and you're going to have leaks, it's 100% going to happen. It's a matter of when. So if you have an older house built in the 50s or 60s, if you haven't had your pipes replaced, you're going to have it done. There's just no to PVC. There's just no way around it. And Billy and his guys over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company get it done the right way. Moving gas lines for a project in the home for renovations, that's what they do. Make sure that for jobs big and jobs small that you have the name Aqueduct Plumbing Company at the ready. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. You're more than welcome to get in. Y'all got in when it was time to play What You Learned This Week in One Sentence. Maybe you didn't get in, so maybe you want to get in. All right, so what are we going to learn from the preseason and games, okay? How much is CJ going to play? How much is the starting offensive line going to play? Right? how much I would imagine we'll see the rookie wide receivers a bunch, get them a lot of work. I don't know how much we'll see Christian Kirk, right? I don't, you know, Nico, not. We don't need to see anything from Nico. But Dak, you talked about, you know, possibly getting a week, a quarter in with the offensive line. Do you honestly see that? Do you think the starting offensive line is going to be together for a quarter or more in any of these games?
Yeah, I think that, to me, there should be, I think D'Amico's going to handle this where it's just going to be most starters don't play a whole lot. I think that's just such a mistake. I think that offensive line has got to play. They got to play some snaps. There's no way around it. You want to rest Will Anderson Jr. or not, you not rest him, but kind of hide him, prevent any kind of injury. Danielle Hunter, whatever, that's fine. I'd play some defensive tackles, you know, maybe play the defensive ends of series. But the offensive line, to me, I would make a point of playing different combinations of eight players a lot. I'd like to see Juice Scruggs play. He hasn't been, he's odd man out right now, but I'd like to see him get some reps. Blake Fisher needs to play plenty on the right side. Can he play it on the left? Maybe they've already made that determination that he can't play on the left, but I think you handle the offensive line a little differently. I think you ask more of them in this preseason, not only just to let them play, but let them compete. Let's have some real competition. I know you're having competition, and let's have some competition on the field also in snaps. That's what I'd like to see.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that they will. It sure would be nice, yeah, for them to work together, even against second team defensive lines, right, that aren't preparing, that aren't really throwing at what they would at you in a game, right? I mean, you're not going to see any complicated blitz packages or stuff like that. You're just going to – just. It sure would be nice just to be able – to with vanilla stuff to be able to block and protect the quarterback. That would be great if they could get together and do that in the preseason. That would be great. Because in practice so far, apparently, well, the defense is ahead and the Texans defense is awesome. So, that's a problem. When you're facing the Texans defense every time, that just sucks because they're really, really, really good. So You got that going on, but it would be nice. Anything else that we really would like to see? The linebacker position, I guess. I mean, see some who's going to be on the field, because Christian Harris is apparently not, I guess. You know, is Henry Toto has proven that he's a player, right? That he's going to be on the field. Aziz is going to be on the field. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are trying to win jobs. They're trying to win jobs as backups, defensively, I don't know who has anything to prove.
There's not as much defensively. It's just a matter of shuffling, here and there.
Who was hurt, Jalen Smith or Jalen Reed? Which one was hurt?
Jalen Reed was hurt, right?
Was it Jalen Reed that was hurt? One of the Jalen's was hurt. Anyway.
It was Reed. He's expected to be out a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, we got to see who's going to be, because we need more corners. That's something, right?
I mean, defensively, you're not really looking at the corners, the backup corners. It's not great. It's really not great.
They've got something to prove.
Arthur Mallett has been around forever. Tremont Smith, we know, is more of a special teams guy. Damon Arnett is just trying to make a team. MJ Stewart, safety, he's been around. He's played with this team. D'Angelo Ross has been on this team. Miles Bryant's been on the team. Yeah, I mean, you got, once again, special teams guys. You got guys who are special teams players. So we'll see. Defensively, I don't think there's a whole lot to learn. They're going to find out a little bit more about Chauncey Gardner-Johnson with every practice, every competitive practice. But, I mean, it's looking at everything here. I mean, it looks pretty steady. It looks pretty – EJ Speed, to me, is going to be – EJ. I would keep an eye on EJ Speed. I think EJ Speed is going to end up being your starter and going to end up being a factor. That guy played for the Colts. He's got good speed, no pun intended there. And if Christian Harris can't find his way onto the field, he'll just be done, because it'd be unfortunate, because he was a third round pick and played really well for, you know, for that 1 year he played really, really well that he had for you, and then, you know, injuries crept up on him and you're having a hard time getting him back. But EJ Speed has starting experience. He can step in and be a factor, yeah. I think.
Yeah, he'd be a factor. EJ Speed is absolutely gonna be on the
field. I mean, offensively, you look at, you know, you need to, I mean, yeah, you got a lot going on over here. I'm looking at our lads. Doesn't even have this right. They don't even have the scouting report. Everything. Am I missing something? Is there an injury to that I missed? Is there an injury to? No, there he is. I'm sorry, Lakin Tomlinson's right there. So, yeah, Cam Lakin Tomlinson. Those are two veterans. They may not play a whole lot in the preseason. That's typically how it goes. But I would hope that they would play plenty. I would hope that Juice Scruggs gets some opportunity, and he probably will at guard, I would imagine, instead of center, since you have Jake Andrews and Jarrett Patterson, who are both going to get reps. Jarrett will get a few. Jake's going to get a lot. Titus Howard may or may not even play. We'll see how they – once again, we'll see how aggressive they are with playing time for any starters at all. And then Ursary, it's funny. I'm looking at the Our Lads depth charts. They've got Blake Fisher starting to right tackle. That's not going to be the case.
Yeah, so they have Patterson there too. And as of this last 3 days, it's been Andrews at center, mm-hmm. as part of their starting 11. So when you said number of snaps for Patterson and Andrews,
it could be the other way around.
Yeah, if Andrews is their starter, do you think he still needs snaps? Well, I don't know.
I don't know if he is a starter. Well, That's why it could be a real competition where they're, okay, you're going to get most of the snaps this game, and he's going to get most of the snaps the next game. That's probably what happens, because I don't know that anyone's in the lead necessarily. I mean, that's hard to believe, man. You are dealing with your starting center. Your starting center could end up being a guy who was last waived by New England, and he was an undrafted free agent in 23. He had some published time in 24, was on the IR in 24. I mean, he's barely played. He's barely played pro football because of injuries. And now he's waived by New England in April of this past year before the draft, and he was claimed by Houston, and now he's going to be a starter. And this is not – Jake Andrews does not have a lot of starting experience at all. He has very little game experience, to be honest with you. So this is going to be – his total game experience is – I guess he's played 16 games with one start. And when I say he played 16 games, maybe he was active for 16 games, I should say, because his total snap count, yeah, I mean, he was on special teams. He had 50 snaps on special teams and 70 snaps on offense. So he started one game, got 70 snaps. This is in 2023. He did not play football last year. So we're dealing with a guy who over the last 2 years has played 70 snaps of offensive football in 2 years. And he's basically a rookie. He has rookie experience, basically. And this is going to be the starter? Woo! Woo! I mean, Jarrett Patterson can't beat him out?
Ooh.
When I wrote them up, I kind of viewed Jarrett Patterson as a little more limited. I actually like kind of Jake Andrews a little bit as a late-round guy who could be, you know, maybe a low-end starter. I think that's maybe who he could be. And that's kind of how I saw Jarrett Patterson. I wasn't, you know, Jarrett Patterson is kind of what I thought he was going to be. But Jarrett Patterson's played football. He started on a team. He started on some teams that have played in the play, you know, on a playoff caliber team. Jake Andrews has hardly played any football at all. He's got one start in 2 years. Didn't even play football last year. Man, we're asking a lot of that guy.
Yeah.
Potentially.
I'm going to say I think that they're probably this coaching staff might be biased against the guys that were there last year.
Like, yeah, but they drafted a lot of them.
Yeah, but they got rid of two of them, and then they said, you know, the other two beat it. Were, you know what? Titus is the only guy that they feel like they can trust.
Do I have to point to the sign again? Okay. Do I have to point to that sign?
Hold on. Point to the sign.
For D'Amico and I, we're not concerned about it. You guys certainly shouldn't be concerned about it either.
New guys, old guys, it doesn't matter. Who cares if Jake Andrews has barely played any NFL football in year three of D'Amico, and he has to start in year three of D'Amico Ryan's regime? Who cares?
Yeah.
And why?
For D'Amico and I, we're not concerned.
We're not concerned. Move on.
Not concerned.
This is the second segment where you've done something that he's not concerned about. You started with who's going to play a lot of snaps and what are we going to learn? Then you devolved into another offensive line conversation.
Mm-hmm.
What did he tell you?
I know he's not concerned.
We don't listen very well.
Well, we know that. That's why unless that 11-year-old's on your 11-year-old. Ass.
Unless it's a stupid 11-year-old.
Yeah, he had you shook.
You just a shook one.
He's in my head, that 11-year-old. I'm like the Jeff Passan of the 11-year-old.
John had to do two commercials for one. He's so shook.
No, like, the reason was my computer locked up, so I couldn't get there. And I was like, never mind. Time to talk about another client. And how about this? Okay. Kent Jones over at Dream Rate Mortgage. He is really, really good. Here's the deal. You see the Rocket Mortgage golf tournament? There's a Rocket Mortgage golf tournament. You know what? There isn't one. Kent Jones golf tournament. You know why? Because he's not gouging you to make all this money so that he can put his name on a golf tournament. There's no split commissions, no glass towers, doesn't have a gigantic building. He doesn't have his name on a golf tournament. Does he know the hacks? Yes. Are brokers better? Yes. Is he the ultimate mortgage hookup? Yes. Is he better business bureau? Give him an A+. Yes. Does he have BBL smell? No. No.
That's not in the – is that in the bullet points?
Well, you got BBB, yes. BBL smell, no. Okay. So there's that. Shop your loan. Yes. Shop your loan. Find an agent that will rebate part of their commission. Okay, he does. Okay, other listeners have saved thousands of dollars. He's got, okay, there's a listener named LJ. He called him last minute. Dream Rate was $4,000 under his best bid. That's what Dream Rate was. He's got another listener, James, huge savings. So you're looking for if you're going to buy a home, you have to use Kent Jones because he's the best. 975loans.com, 975loans.com, 832-689-4416, 832-689-4416, or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473, J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118, Equal Housing Lender.
ESPN. 97.5.